Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey, restaurant owners and operators, today I want to help you set some goals for 2022 to make it your best year ever. Hey everybody, Ryan Gronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. And that's right, it's that time of year. It's the time of year to start setting goals for next year, for 2022. Hopefully you've already done this, and this is just going to be a quick review. Maybe you'll learn a couple of things here to help you go back to your goals and clean them up a little bit. I have a slightly different process than I think most people use. If you haven't had a chance yet to sit down and figure out what you want in 2022, please don't wait till January 1st to set your New Year's resolution. Let's do this right now. Are you ready? Pull out a piece of paper and a pen, and we're going to do this together. Now, I'm not going to give you a ton of time here, but feel free to pause the video as I go and do the exercises and then hit play again. Or maybe just watch the video all the way through and take some notes and then go back and do it at your own pace. But either way, pull out a piece of paper and a pen, not on your computer. Let's take some notes by paper here. So, first thing I do when I'm setting goals for myself and my business, whether they be personal or professional, or when I'm working with a client, is I always want to do a quick check-in on your end game, your end goal, your time to retire goal, whatever that is. For everyone, that's going to be different. For me, my end game was set about 8 or 9 years ago. It was a 20-year plan. And so I have about 11 years left in that plan, 11, 12 years, depending on exactly when I set that. But what's your end goal and where do you want to be there? The first thing we have to do, we can't set next year's goal until we've checked in with that. Maybe there's a dollar figure you need. Maybe there's a number of units you need. Maybe there's a job or a career that you want to be in 10 years. Maybe you can't think far enough to retirement. That's totally fine. Maybe you're thinking just 5 years or 10 years. Maybe you're having a hard time even thinking 5 years, but that's what I need you to do first. I need you to know kind of what the end game is. Again, even if it's not the real end game for you, it's just kind of a mini end game, we got to get there first, because how do we know how to get somewhere if we don't know where we're going? If you're in New York and I give you a map and tell you to explain to me how to get there, show me how to get there, but you don't tell me where there is, I might point you to Los Angeles. I might point you to Oregon. I might point you to Chicago. If we don't know where end is, I can't draw the map. So the first thing is check in with that kind of end game, that end goal. Then the next thing I want you to do is I want you to break that down, if you haven't already, into smaller chunks. Now, if we're working on a 20-year goal, maybe break that down into 5, 5, 5, and 5. If we're working on a 5-year goal, maybe break that down into, you know what, by next year, I want to achieve each of these benchmarks each year for the next 5 years. But break that down a little bit. Then we're going to eventually get to now that most recent chunk of time. So for many of us, if we're looking toward a 20-year goal or a 10-year goal, we've broken it down into like 2 5-year goals. Now let's look at just the next year. What do you want your theme to be for the next year? Notice I didn't say goal. What do you want your theme to be for next year? That theme may be simplicity. It may be growth. It may be efficiency. You know, sometimes goals in my business are not at all related to growth. For example, next year in our business, in the Restaurant Boss, our focus is simplicity. And I think simplicity should be many of your focuses. We're going to talk about that in another video coming up. But our focus is going to solely be on simplicity. We're going to try to make every process simpler. Every process we do in our business simpler. Every process that a guest visiting our website would go through to be simpler. Logging into a product simpler. Logging into a course simpler. Going through a course simpler. Using our software simpler. Working one-on-one or in a group setting with me simpler. Our goal is to simplify everything next year. We've gotten a little complicated, and that's what happens with growth. That's fine. Sometimes you get a little complicated. We need to be simple again. So that's our goal for next year. That's it. We're not focused on a dollar amount. We're not focused on anything. We are focused on simplifying our business. That's our theme for the year. Now that we have a theme, then you need to ask yourself the question of, does this theme get us closer to our end goal? Closer or further? That's it. Just as long as it's getting you closer to your end game, that's fine. That's good enough for me. Now, again, we're talking about next year's goals, and we haven't even really begun to do any work on goals yet. That's why I'm saying I do things a little different than most people. You can't just set a goal for next year without knowing where you want to be in 5, 10, or 20 years. That's the most important part. Spend 80% of your effort figuring that out. The rest is easy. Once you know you're in New York and you want to be in Los Angeles, getting there is easy. Just pull out a map, find the major freeways, take one major freeway to the next major freeway, and before you know it, 5 days later, you've driven across country and you're in LA. That's the easy part. But if you don't know where you want to go, you can't set that. So now that we know what your theme is for next year, break that down even further. Break that down into 3 or maybe 4 chunks again. So I like to teach what I call 90-day sprints, which are going to be 4 90-day chunks of time, or basically 4 3-month chunks of time. And then if our theme is simplicity, ask yourself then, what do we want to do in the first 3 months? What do we want to do in the second 3 months? What do we want to do in the third 3 months? And what do we want to do in the fourth 3 months? What's the big thing that we're going to accomplish? All that other little stuff that you do, we'll get to that later. But for now, it's what's the big thing we're going to do in the first quarter? What's the big thing we're going to do in the second quarter? What's the primary area of focus? And what's the measurable end result in that chunk of time? So come Q1, which ends on March 31st, I think March 30th or March 31st, so April 1st, basically, what will we have accomplished in those first 3 months of the year? That's where we're going to start putting our work in right now. So I have a planner that I use to break down those 90-day sprints, and it's available to everyone for free in the Restaurant Boss Toolkit. If you're watching this video on our blog, you can get the toolkit for free below this video just by entering your name and email address, and you'll get access to that 90-day sprint planner with a video that goes along with it, explaining to you how I then break down my yearly goals into 90-day sprints, and then how I break those 90-day sprints down into 1 month, and then how I break those 1 month down into 1 week. And there's a whole planner that you can fill out for that. It's an amazing tool. It's awesome. I love it. So again, if you're watching on our blog, you could get that down below this video, or if you're watching on YouTube, somewhere up here, either up here or up here, will be a link for you to go to a page where you could download that free toolkit and get access to the dozens of other resources in the Restaurant Boss totally free toolkit. So again, this is just kind of a brief overview introduction to get you in the mindset right now of thinking into not just next year, but into the next 5, 10, or 20 years. So you know where you are now and you know where you want to be. I want to end with this one quick thing. It's about that goal setting formula. From X to Y by Z. Anytime you're setting a goal, you have to follow this formula. From X to Y by Z. I am currently here and I want to be here by this date. I am currently here and I want to be here by this date. That is how you set a proper goal. And again, I get into that more in that other video with that planner and in my toolkit. And go ahead and give yourself the gift of a few minutes right now to work through this process. Think about what you want in the future. Think about what 2022 and 2032 are going to look like. I know that's crazy and I know that's hard to think about. Sometimes we're just so focused on today, but I just can't stress it enough. If we don't know where we want to be 10 years from now, how can we plan next year? I hope you enjoyed this week's video and I look forward to bringing you another video just like this next week. And remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Have an absolutely amazing day. Bye-bye. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.